Essentials of conflict. Dealing with conflict is tough but crucial for success in life, whether personal or professional. Learning to handle disagreements and difficult people effectively is a vital skill. Here are five essential skills for managing conflict. 1. Understanding the key components of effective collaboration. 2. Aligning responsibilities with others' needs. 3. Integrating supportive practices into daily interactions. 4. Utilizing conflict resolution and negotiation skills to overcome challenges. 5. Developing personal tools and systems to handle tension and pressure. Skill development hinges on 4 key factors. 1. Taking personal responsibility for your own learning and skill development. 2. Being adaptable in your approach. 3. Being able to listen and provide feedback effectively. 4. Maintaining a positive attitude towards change. Conflict arises when different options clash or compete, even without hostility. As our world rapidly evolves due to technology, the potential for conflict increases. Quick changes can cause anxiety and confusion, creating fertile ground for various types of conflicts to emerge. Conflict, despite its negative reputation, can yield positive outcomes. It can increase motivation, facilitate problem-solving, enhance group cohesion, adjust perspectives, and stimulate creativity. However, if left unaddressed or mishandled, conflict can lead to reduced productivity, eroded trust, and impaired decision-making. Different conflict types are explained succinctly for clarity. Internal conflict can manifest as physical symptoms and stress. How you manage these inner struggles influences how you handle conflicts with others. Each individual has 4 fundamental psychological needs. Failure to meet these needs can automatically trigger conflict. These needs include feeling valued and respected as an individual, maintaining a sense of control, ensuring healthy self-esteem, and ensuring consistency in behavior and beliefs. Clarify misconceptions about conflict. Before delving into conflict management strategies, it's crucial to clarify 5 common misconceptions about conflict. 1. Conflict sorts itself out when left alone. 2. Confronting an issue or a person can be uncomfortable for many, with some preferring almost anything over a confrontation. However, facing a challenge or opposing something directly doesn't have to be hostile. It's simply about dealing with it upfront. This doesn't always require face-to-face interaction, but involves addressing the problem honestly. Many avoid directness due to fear of the unknown outcome, but resolving conflicts effectively demands putting everything on the table and dealing with it openly. 3. Conflict doesn't automatically indicate poor management. How managers handle conflicts and prevent future issues are the real tests of their skills. The mere presence of conflict doesn't reflect badly on a manager. It's all about how they manage it and prevent it from recurring. 4. Conflict among staff doesn't necessarily mean they care less about the organization. It often indicates the opposite. People don't get deeply involved in arguments over trivial things. They invest time and emotion in issues that matter to them. Therefore, when there's conflict, it shows genuine concern. Conflict can even help people understand their feelings better and reveal what matters to them. 5. Anger isn't always a bad thing. When expressed early in a conflict, it can be helpful. It allows people to pinpoint issues that need addressing. However, if anger escalates during serious conflicts, it can backfire and make things worse. Anger itself isn't good or bad, it's all about how people handle it that makes the difference. When conflict is tackled promptly, it becomes a chance to learn instead of a dangerous situation. By using different management approaches at each stage of the conflict, we can effectively handle and even benefit from these challenges. Stage 1. Common daily conflicts and disputes. Early conflicts, initially minor irritations, can quickly escalate if left unaddressed. Individuals have varying coping strategies influenced by their personality and life circumstances. Avoidance, where one chooses to ignore or remain silent to sidestep disagreements, is a common tactic, especially if interaction with the other party is limited. Similarly, individuals might adopt an obliging approach, yielding to others to keep things moving smoothly, although it's uncertain how long this can be sustained before reaching a breaking point. What may seem manageable today could become intolerable tomorrow, so it's crucial to address these minor issues promptly to prevent them from accumulating into larger problems later on. Approaching conflicts calmly involves carefully considering both sides to gain a better understanding. Evaluating whether the conflict matches the situation in scale and importance is key to resolving it effectively. Finding common ground first helps in addressing disagreements, allowing parties to resolve conflicts by considering the broader context. Stage 2 presents a major challenge. Stage 2 conflicts involve higher emotional stakes and a win-lose mentality, leading to greater perceived losses due to personal investment. Self-interest, saving face, and defensive attitudes become prominent. People engage in verbal warfare, noting mistakes and forming alliances, which escalates tensions and increases the sense of importance. Resolving these conflicts demands a deeper commitment than dealing with minor annoyances. Simple coping strategies are ineffective as discussions turn into blame games, making it hard to address the real issues. Though not openly hostile, the atmosphere becomes precarious with survival tactics like put-downs and sarcasm, causing trust to plummet and accurate information to be scarce. Effective strategies for stage 2 conflicts require careful alternative approaches. 1. Establish a supportive environment for addressing the issue safely. 2. Emphasize facts firmly while showing empathy towards individuals involved. 3. Collaborate as a team and jointly take responsibility for finding a solution. 4. Seek a middle ground without compromising key principles. 5. Focus on common ground and areas of agreement. 6. Allow sufficient time for conflicting parties to resolve issues naturally. 7. Arrange seating in a non-confrontational manner, such as sitting around a round table. Stage 3. Open conflict. By stage 3, the goal changes dramatically from wanting to win to wanting to harm. The focus shifts to eliminating the other party. Solving problems, changing the situation, and reasoning no longer work. Intervention is needed, and one of these strategies must be used. Negotiation. Two parties work together with a third party to reach an agreement. Mediation. Each side presents their case, and a team helps them find a solution they both agree on. Arbitration. Each side presents its case, and a team chooses one side's argument as the solution. Guide conflict resolution with clear step-by-step methods. Managers play a crucial role in shaping the workplace atmosphere. When managers promote trust, openness, and shared responsibility among employees, they pave the way for handling conflicts effectively. Understanding relationships is key for managers to make sound decisions when dealing with conflicts. Managers can effectively manage conflict by following a structured approach consisting of 6 steps. As a manager, it's important to actively listen to others, acknowledge their concerns, explain your perspective clearly, explore alternative solutions together, use assertive language to communicate effectively, and summarize the main points of the discussion. By adopting these strategies, managers can preserve positive relationships even in challenging situations. Encourage everyone to participate equally and distinguish between facts and opinions. Take a moment to step back, think, and really listen. Keep the focus on solving the problem, not on blaming individuals. Build cooperation by following 9 essential steps. 1. Define the problem clearly. 2. Look for common themes or similarities. 3. Respect all contributions, even if they seem basic. 4. Consider everyone's interests and viewpoints. 5. Treat everyone with respect. 6. Focus on finding solutions. 7. Shift focus from personal gain to collective benefit. 8. Emphasize the positive outcomes and advantages. 9. Take the necessary time to evaluate and decide on the best course of action. Refine communication and simplify rejection. Conflict often stems from miscommunication, driven by the significant role of nonverbal cues in our interactions. Surprisingly, only 7% of communication relies on words, while the remaining 93% is conveyed through facial expressions, body language, and tone of voice. When people misunderstand these nonverbal signals or misinterpret others' motivations due to preconceived notions, it can lead to conflict. To improve understanding and avoid unnecessary disputes, it's crucial to pay attention not just to the words spoken, but also to the nonverbal cues that shape our interactions. In dealing with conflict, people typically progress through a predictable emotional sequence known as the rejection response. This continuum begins with anxiety, moves to acceptance, transitions into internal reflection, and culminates in balanced thought. Throughout the escalation of conflict, individuals often exhibit reflexive emotional behaviors such as blaming, secrecy, repressed feelings, and anger. These emotional responses are addressed and managed within the four phases of the rejection response continuum. Key points. 1. Conflict can lead to growth and problem-solving when managed effectively. 2. Successful conflict management involves understanding needs, active listening, and positively adapting to change. 3. Addressing conflict promptly prevents minor issues from escalating, maintaining trust and productivity. 4. Conflict progresses through stages, each requiring specific approaches for resolution. 5. Managers play a critical role in promoting a supportive workplace culture with open communication. 6. Clear communication, empathy, and finding common ground are key to resolving conflicts constructively. 7. Nonverbal cues and emotional responses significantly influence conflict dynamics, highlighting the importance of understanding beyond words.